This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The three finalists for Bloomington City Manager include a man who's been serving in the post on an interim basis and two men who've been leading city governments in other central Illinois communities. The three of them met the public at City Hall and talked with reporters. GLT's Eric Stock takes a look at their visions for Bloomington's future.
Steve Rasmussen has been with the city since 2014, the last 7 months as the interim city manager, following David Hales' departure to become city manager in Joliet. Rasmussen is making the case for keeping continuity at City Hall.
We're in a number of big projects and little projects that we're in the middle of, and I think I can continue to make a contribution to move those things forward to help serve the long-term good of the residents of the city.
Jim Collada, the city administrator in Washington, says he would come to Bloomington with open eyes and ears to find new approaches to address the city's challenges.
Throughout my career, what I've tried to do is to listen to residents and businesses, address their concerns, build partnerships, and collaborate with elected officials and staff.
Tim Gleason was Washington's city administrator before taking over Decatur's city government 3 years ago. He says he believes Decatur's comparable size to Bloomington, 75,000 residents live in the Macon County seat. He could build a track record of success in Bloomington in much the same way.
And it's something that we've done in Decatur. It's a culture within the organization that grows outward into the community, and that's creating a can-do attitude.
Each of the finalists say they would support using financial incentives, including tax increment financing districts, to lure business. TIFs divert a portion of new property tax revenue within an area back into development. The city has recently focused on the limits of that policy as aldermen consider creating a new TIF district along Washington Street east of downtown. Collada says each business has its own set of circumstances and that TIFs should be just one option.
And I think it's important to have a very large toolbox of incentives and other means to perhaps address the gaps that may be there that is preventing that business from making an investment.
Gleason stresses the city must better explain to the public why TIFs are necessary in some cases.
So that's very important, and it's something that in government we don't necessarily do the best job of telling our story or the rest of the story, and that is, I believe, first and foremost.
Gleason touts Decatur's progress with nearly $300 million in economic development in recent years. Rasmussen says the city must communicate with all other taxing bodies who would forego some property tax revenue for the sake of a particular development.
When we bring forward a project, what we want to do is communicate with all of the other taxing bodies and make sure that everybody is on board with the incentives that we want to use so it gets the development we want with the minimum impact to everyone else.
Bloomington has had two city managers in the last 25 years. The three finalists, who were chosen from a field of 31 applicants, each interviewed with the city council twice and have met with city staff. Collada and Gleason both said they would want Rasmussen to stay on as assistant city manager if they are chosen. I'm Eric Stock.